You ain't gotta tell me. A Jetlag the Game podfic, written by Calibang and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Typically, Ben assumed that he was sufficiently attuned to the sexual and emotional needs of his partners that he would notice if something was seriously amiss. Or, at least, he assumed he would notice before Sam, who regularly forgot that jerking off was a concept that could be applied to him. It turned out that this was a critical miscalculation. "Do you think we should be doing something about the orgasm disparity?" Sam asked, like a crazy person.
"The orgasm disparity, like, between men and women?" Ben said. He tried to imagine Sam making a woman come and experienced seething jealousy, which was insane for truly too many reasons to list. "Is this some kind of impulse towards distributive justice?"
Sam managed to convey, without changing his expression at all, that he felt Ben was being deeply, deeply stupid.
"Well, it wasn't Ben's fault. Maybe Sam wanted to perform cunnilingus as an act of reparations for the fact that he'd been unable to name 100 women.
I'm obviously talking about between us and Adam."
"Between us and Adam?"
"Yeah," Sam said. "Recently he hasn't been coming as often. I'm not sure why. I figured you would know. I just wondered if we should do something about it."
Ben was at a total loss. "He hasn't been coming that often?"
Sam nodded. "You know, he kind of gets all limp and sad, not just his dick, I mean, and then he pivots and starts jerking you off."
"He does what?"
"It's when you make a turn in place." Ben put his hands on Sam's cheeks, which were sharp and beautiful, and squished them.
"When did this last happen?"
Sam disengaged his face from Ben's hands and pulled out his phone, opening, horribly, his notes app.
"Most recently? Sunday."
Ben tried to remember Sunday, which seemed like a reasonable task since it was a mere 3 days ago.
"And yet..."
"You just fell asleep, like, basically right after you came," Sam supplied helpfully. "It was pretty late. Then Adam left and took a shower for a really long time, and then he came out and went to bed." Ben digested this, feeling vaguely horrified. What kind of twisted Twilight Zone bullshit was this? He was supposed to be the emotionally competent one in the relationship.
"And you were, what, just also there?"
"Yes," Sam said.
"Hang on, do you take notes every time we have sex?"
"Yes," Sam said again. Ben wanted desperately to see the sex notes, but recognized that there was a more immediate crisis to contend with. The crisis in hand, so to speak. Unfortunately, Adam walked in on them while they were still doing penis strategy, which mostly consisted of Ben lovingly planning a turbo blowjob and Sam compiling WebMD information about erectile dysfunction.
"Wow," said Sam. "In 1995, over 152 million men worldwide experienced erectile dysfunction."
"In 1995? Said Ben.
"Why is that the year?"
"What's going on?" said Adam from the doorway. Both Ben and Sam froze, which made Adam so immediately suspicious that you would have thought he'd gotten cheated on in his past relationships or something equally heinous, instead of just having gone from a series of perfectly nice girlfriends to a gay thruple who were very kindly seeking to ensure he got to have as many orgasms as he could possibly want. Ben saw the exact moment when Adam processed the article on Sam's laptop screen, which Sam wasn't even attempting to hide because he had no wiles whatsoever.
"Oh my god, stop meddling!"
"You're the one whose dick doesn't work," Sam said, before Ben could physically stop him from speaking. Ben expected Adam to get nuclearly annoyed. Instead, he went bright red and crossed his arms in front of his chest, looking like he might cry.
"Sam," Ben said, admonishingly.
"Ben," Sam said, in the same tone. "I'm getting everything out in the open. You didn't even notice."
"I didn't want you to notice," Adam said. "I didn't want it to be a whole thing."
"Everything we do is a whole thing," Ben said. Sam nodded sagely, even though Ben was completely certain that if it were just Sam and Adam in this relationship, they'd both end up dead, or perhaps divorced.
"You might as well let us meddle," Adam still looked fairly miserable, but he came over to sit next to them on the bed, which Ben counted as a win. "It's fine if you don't come during sex," Ben said, even though Adam surely already knew that. Sam didn't come during sex all the time. In the spirit of radical honesty, he added, "I really didn't notice. Sam had to tell me." "Hey," Sam said, whiny. He could execute a surprisingly good pout when he committed to it. "That was part of my plot," Adam said. "I was plotting." Adam was normally a major champion of using their words, whereas Ben and Sam were major champions of not doing that. Plotting thus usually meant that Adam had gotten all turned around somewhere, socially, emotionally, and needed them to help set him to rights. Ben hadn't really been listening to Sam get into all the details of erectile dysfunction, but he was reasonably certain that stress was a contributing factor, and Adam was the most stressed out person alive. "What if we end work early tomorrow afternoon?" Ben said, preemptively pointing a quelling finger at Sam, who was addicted to not ending work early, "and just sit in the park and relax, and then Sam gives you a massage and I make brownies, and then we see if we can get you off through the power of relaxation and my horniest weed." Adam's posture, which had gone from defensive to defeated, now tipped promisingly into thoughtful. "A massage that's nice, or a massage that hurts?" Ben deployed the quelling finger a second time. "A massage that's nice," Sam said, cooperatively. Sam's grip strength was very frightening. "What if it doesn't work?" Adam said, cautious. Sam shrugged. "That's fine. It'll work sometime." Probably that meant more coming from Sam than from Ben, whose dick was almost too good at working. Sam had his phone out again, this time looking at his calendar. "I can stop working at 3:30. Ben experienced a feeling he would describe as euphoric glee. "Oh my god, wait, Adam, Sam takes sex notes." "Give them to me right now," said Adam immediately. Ben thought he was already looking much more relaxed. The end. Thank you for listening.